One of the great Canadian experiences, of course, is skating on the Rideau Canal in the Ottawa area. It's on a bucket list, I'm sure, for a lot of our listeners. I have never experienced it.
Really?
I have come close. You have, obviously.
I have, which is remarkable.
I know.
This is a first.
I know. I've not experienced. I've been almost there a couple of times, and then something happened, and I couldn't be there. So when I heard earlier in the year that they were having problems with freezing and stuff, I was a little concerned. But now I hear that we're in good shape and we're good to go. Joining us to talk to us about that and more, I'm sure, is the senior manager for the Rideau Canal Skateway. He manages, which is managed by the Canadian National Capital Commission in Ottawa. His name is Bruce Devine. Good morning, Bruce.
Yes. Hey, good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
You will have to experience it. It's awesome.
I know. I keep saying that. Every time we have somebody on the program from there and talking to us about the canal, I say the same thing. Damn it, I got to get there. And then this year, the early reports were there was a little iffy in terms of the ice, and now I understand we're in good shape and ready to go.
Yes, we've got almost 6 kilometers open from the 7.8 kilometers. It's
wow.
A little bit challenging, as you said. Mother Nature has its ups and downs a bit more severely this year. But we managed to open a good section, and the ice condition from Ottawa U to the Bank Street Bridge is in good condition, whereas Dalles Lakes is in poor condition.
Now, what's good and what's bad in terms of ice thickness?
Well, in the ice thickness, well, the minimum that we wanted to be safe for people when we open it is 30 centimeters or 12 inches.
Wow.
And then from there on, we keep building the ice thickness. Every night when it doesn't snow or not too much wind, we water it of its totality. So each night we keep building on the ice to improve the thickness, and also to improve the ice surface quality, so we have a good glide.
Now, I understand you've been receiving a ton of calls for people asking if it's ready, if it's not ready, when can I go, I want to plan my vacation. This thing is a huge tourist attraction for the city of Ottawa, isn't it?
It's a national Canadian icon. We're known internationally. We always rank in the top 5 destinations for winter experience, compared with Moscow and other countries. It's a site that is recognized by UNESCO since 2007, I believe. It's right in the heart of the nation's capital. It's very well known. And you're right. When I do skate and come across some visitors, it's all over the world. And for them, it's a stop to be made.
Well,
you're missing out something very, very cool.
For those who have never experienced it, like myself, by the way, so I'm a bit of a hypocrite here, I understand it could be an outstanding opportunity to take in some fresh air, great experience, great family outing, and for the GTA folks, it's not that far to experience a world-class activity, as Bruce just mentioned, a truly Canadian, great Canadian experience. Bruce, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Quite welcome. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Bruce, our pleasure. Bruce Devine, Senior Manager of the Rideau Canal Skateway. For more information, you can go to www.ncc-ccn.gc.ca. Now, who in the hell would ever do that? But anyways, we're going to post it up on our site. You'll be able to get more information. And speaking of which, more information and more goodies coming up right after this. Don't you dare go away.